Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
The ever recognisable theme tune of The X Factor, which I'm sure was a staple of many Saturday nights for people right across the country. It certainly was in my own house in the initial stages. But the show has come under scrutiny now in the last couple of days. This is after Jedward, the Irish, the Dublin duo, took to Twitter to talk about what they described as their negative experience on the programme. They called it overproduced. We want to know, what was life like on the show? Well, Brendan Murray is with us here in Lunchtime Live from Galway. Of course, Brendan was on the programme back in 2018. Brendan, thanks for joining us on the show today. Well, what was The X Factor like for you?
How are you doing? Thanks for having me. My experience was amazing. I went in not knowing what to expect and not expecting much, to be honest. But I just kind of went in. I took a chance at it. I suppose I kind of had a bit of experience in the past when I was in the music industry at a young age. So, overall, I had a great experience. And, they treated me really well on the show.
You had the experience, of course, of Eurovision and Hometown, isn't that right? The Irish boy band.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, had you kind of nearly prepped yourself in advance then of entering the stage of the programme?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'd done Hometown, I'd done Eurovision as well, so I kind of had a taste of what it was going to be like, you know. I suppose I was a big fan growing up watching the show when I was younger, you know, so it was always a dream of mine to go on the show. And I suppose, you know, when I was in Hometown doing Eurovision, I suppose that kind of got me ready for X Factor, the way I saw it. So, I suppose the experience I'd done in the past really prepped me for it, yeah.
How did it come about, Brendan? Did you audition or were you approached for the programme?
Originally I auditioned for Britain's Got Talent, and I just took a notion. I applied for that, and then the producers just said I wasn't right for the show and just said that they think I'd be fitted to X Factor more, and they asked me to audition for X Factor. I went and auditioned, and just things kind of led from there, really. So it just kind of moved fairly quickly from there, yeah.
I'm sure you've probably, you know, seen some of the criticism and tweets, and I was looking even in inside the Star today, and some of the commentary from the likes of Rebecca Ferguson and other previous contestants on the programme. She's actually looking for a parliamentary inquiry. Now, this is into the music industry in general, talking about protections for artists in the UK. Is it needed, Brendan?
I don't know. The way I look at it is, it's a business at the end of the day, and you know, you kind of have to go in there, and that's it. Like, you know, it's just, that's the music business. You're going to get knocks, and you're going to meet a few crooks along the way that are going to try and take advantage of you and stuff. But you know, from my experience, you know, I can't fault anyone or anything that's happened. Like, you know, I've had an amazing experience, or you know, career to date, like, you know, in my case. And I can't fault X Factor or anyone, you know. If anything, X Factor has benefited me. At the time I was doing an apprenticeship in plumbing, and I went onto the show, and you know, if I hadn't gone on the show, you know, I probably wouldn't have, you know, gone on to do my own tour and kind of, I suppose, take everything a bit more serious, like, you know.
It opened doors.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Yeah. Stay with us, Brendan. It's 1894-53-106 if you want to get in touch with us here on the programme. Mary Byrne is with us on the show. Mary, you were on The X Factor, I suppose, really during its peak. How was it for you?
I have no problems with The X Factor at all. Yes, it was a hard walk. Yes, you got to sign contracts. And yes, the business took some money off you. But I also made money. It was a huge platform for me. I was treated very, very well. I know some kids go into this with, you know, their heads full of dreams. And that annoys me, because I've always said, if a young child or a young man or woman is going into a show like that, they have to have family backup. They have to have proper presenters. So if they did, then they should have been told all these things that were in the contract. It was explained to us very, very plainly what we were signing.
Do you think going into the programme maybe a little bit older, Mary, was beneficial?
I think for me it was, yeah. I mean, seriously, when I went in, I didn't even get past the auditions, never mind get to the semi-finals. So to get there, you know, was a great achievement for me, huge platform, gave me the opportunity to come out of there and dab into all different parts of the industry.
Yeah. But, you've made a great career out of it since you, what was it, 2010 you were on it?
2010. I mean, you have to do it yourself. Look, there are a few of them that have made it really big from the X Factor, and they've made it really well. There are others who went in thinking that they were going to make it for them. That's not the way businesses work, any business. You've got to do it yourself. You've got to understand what you're going into. And you've got to understand that businesses run like a business. So you then have to learn a little bit about business too and take it the way you have to go.
You were the same time as One Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yourself and Niall Horan, probably the two of the biggest or the two biggest Irish names to come from the programme.
I mean, I think Niall is a little bit bigger than me now.
I know,
I know what you're saying, but The X Factor in 2010, I think, had hit its peak. And I always said there was a misfit of people on that show. We were not, like every year you watched it, you had different people on it, but we were just a totally different group. I think we were unique at that year. And then I think the Irish got behind us in the UK and in Ireland and brought the whole thing to a new level.
Did you audition for the programme, or what was the process like, Mary?
Oh God, the process. I remember 2 o'clock in the morning in Crow Park. I remember 6 o'clock in the morning in Crow Park, and the guy coming out with the camera and asking me who was I with and who was going to sing, and I said me, and he looked at me as my 20th head. I mean, a big 50-year-old L one sitting there going to go on the X Factor. And then we 3 days of auditions before we heard anything, and a month we had to wait then to see if we made it to the judges.
Yeah.
So it was a long process.
Yeah, it's, and you know, I mean, when you look back now, you know, in your time when you first started on the show, and you've obviously you've gone on to have your own success since all of that. Do you have any empathy for, I suppose, some of the contestants that have come out now and are, you know, just, I suppose, talking about, look, everyone has their own experience, chatting about how they felt their experience was?
I feel sad for anyone who feels disappointed by what happened to them. But, you know, to be honest with you, from my point of view, we were told everything. Everything was explained to us. We had our own representative, lawyers. We had the crew were great to us. Simon himself. I mean, I can remember one particular time. I can't remember what the argument was about, but myself and Rebecca Ferguson going to his office. And he sorted out the little problem that we had, and there was no more butter. So they looked after us. And anyone who's having, I suppose, regrets now or feeling hard done by, I do feel sorry for them. But, you know, this business, you need to work for yourself and you need to get out. And you are told that when you sign the contract, the business will take so much money, you will get so much money. That is the way the contracts work.
What was Simon Cowell like, Mary?
Well, to me, Simon, while he was on telly, was a businessman. Simon, when he was off, was very nice and a very kind man.
Mary, when you look back, and I think there's some talk of the show now, you know, even coming back in next year or 2022, would you like to see it back on the television screens?
Yes, because long before I went on it, for 7 years I watched it, and it was, you know, a Saturday night special.
Yeah,
I know it kind of fell after 2010 because people got bored of it and because it was the same. They tried to pinch it up, but it didn't work. So I think bringing it back and doing something new with it would be great, because we need family entertainment. And remember, this show is not just a talent competition, it's a business. And it's a television entertainment show as well. So yeah, I'd like to see it come back.
Yeah, and certainly now, maybe more than ever, people,
more,
you know, when they're
anything.
At home. And yeah, stay with us, Mary. Tabby Callaghan's with us as well on the programme. Tabby, you were on, I think, the very first season of The X Factor.
Yeah, I was the first guy. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, good, not bad. How was that?
Well, God, that's a lot of question. Do you mean like, well, I suppose it was, for me at the time, it was mental. You know, it was crazy because I had heard this show was on and it was going to be for bands. And this was going to be the first show ever for proper bands. So we arrived up in our transit van full of gear, you know, thinking we were going to set up an audition. And of course, we found out then we couldn't, and we couldn't even have instruments at it. So that was just totally freaked me out when we landed there first. And, you know, I just thought, like, I'd get up there, do the audition, I might get through to the second, third round. I brought a load of demos with me. I thought if I could give one of these to Sharon Osbourne, it might be good. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I was looking at it. And I had no idea that I would, you know, that I would kind of go where I went. But, I mean, it was crazy. It's there's not even really a way to describe it. It's like just getting thrust into Wonderland or something. You know, it's crazy.
You were on the first series of the programme. That was in 2004. I suppose your own experience, say, to the likes of Mary and even Brendan in 2018 must have been very different.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think I was the first Irish contestant. You know, like, I mean, look, I can second a lot of what they're saying, you know, about it being kind of, you know, very positive experience and that it's a business too. But there is also another side to it as well. It's realistic that, you know, like, I'll give an example. Like, when we all got brought into a room or whatever, you know, they chose our lawyers for us. They gave us a choice of four or five lawyers, and they handpicked them, do you know what I mean? To kind of do all the contracts and stuff like that. So we were very green around the ears going in. We hadn't a clue really what we were doing or what we were assigning or whatever. And, you know, so I suppose at that stage, because we were the first ones in there, nobody really knew. We didn't even know what the right questions to ask were. Do you know what I mean?
And I suppose maybe Mary, then when you come into the program in 2010, you talked about having representatives, and I suppose maybe that had changed, or had
no? It was the exact same as Tabby. We had to go into a room. We had five or six lawyers there, and we voted on which lawyer we wanted to represent us. But they were all handpicked by them. But I didn't have a bad experience with the lawyer that was picked for us. I mean, I remember going to him with the contract and saying, look, I don't understand this. Can you try to explain as best you could? And that's what we were encouraged to do. And he did his in best layman's thing that he could.
Yeah.
He explained the best thing to what way it was walking.
Toby, are you still in the music industry, still performing? Well, pre-COVID.
Well, I'm in what's left of it.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that's what I do for a living, yeah.
And how is that going for you, like, obviously pre-pandemic?
Well, pre-pandemic was fine. I mean, like, I would, once again, I'd second a lot of what Mary said there. You know, you, once you come out of a show like that, yeah, sure, you do have to do, you know, a lot of your own thing and kind of take the horse by the reins. But, like, I'll give you an example. When I came out of that show, right, I was tied up in so many contracts, I couldn't even figure them out. You know, like, you're in a contract that holds you. You can't do this, you can't do that for a certain amount of time, you know. And by that time, like, that's the one thing, excuse my French, that really pissed me off about it, was the, you know, you have a certain amount of heat on you after the show, right? Because, you know, you've had a, you know, great exposure and that. But you're tied up in these different arrangements and contracts for like a year. Like, with my name, for instance, Tabby Callahan, I tried to register that name for myself, and I couldn't get it because the X Factor still had it a year later, you know. So there are small, now that could be just you know, formalities or whatever.
Yeah, I suppose it's part of kind of the reality TV experience or program, I imagine.
Say that again, Andrew. Sorry.
I just wonder, is it part of the, you know, the reality television, part of the experience, part of, you know, if it's in the contract?
Sure,
and
like, I'm sure it is, like, you know, look, I would second what the guys, like, you know, my experience was amazing. Like, I got to record with Ozzy, you know, I lived with Osbournes for a while in England. I went to LA.
Right. How was that, Tabby?
Yeah, it was mental. it was crazy. Like, you know, I was, you know, I got to a point where I was out eating dinner with, you know, Cilla Black and the Duchess of York and, you know, hanging out with the guys from Genesis, and it was just a lot of crazy stuff at that time. You know, it was really, look, let me put it this way, you know, one week I'm like playing in a band, we're trying to get gigs, we're trying to, you know, I'm on the dole. 3 weeks later, you know, I'm kind of drinking tea with Ozzy Osbourne in his house.
Having dinner with Cilla Black.
Yeah. So, you know, just lots of crazy stories.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Certainly a very different and unusual experience. Brendan, can I ask you as well, when you were on the show during the last year that it was kind of on properly, did you know it was the end then?
Yeah, I didn't really know it was the end. I knew that the show wasn't like it was, like as Mary said there earlier on, like, you know, 2010, that's probably one of the most years I remember, just because, yeah, for me anyway. But like, I suppose since then, it's kind of, it's not what it used to be, but, you know, didn't think it was the last, but I knew it kind of had lost its spark a little bit.
Yeah. Mary, have you any, you know, sort of kind of surreal situations or stories, or who did you have dinner with?
Every day from the day I walked into that X Factor, I had surreal situations. I mean, I met Michael Bublé. I was with Sharon Osbourne having a drink in Limerick. You know, and I mean, I've been with Cliff Richard since then. I sang for the Queen. I just shook my hand. You know, I met so many people that I can't even remember. Usher, a big pop star at the time, he passed by me and said, "How are you, Mayor?" And I went, "Who's that?" And somebody said, "That's Usher." I said, "Oh, how are you, Ush?" I didn't have the clue what I was saying. Christina Aguilera passed by me. I nearly knocked her flying into the wall because I didn't know who the heck she was. You know, so, I mean, I have had the platform I got from that, the people I've met, the experience I got, I could never, ever thank the X Factor enough for giving me that. Yes, it was hard work. Yes, there was contracts. And yes, we were tied up. But we were told, well, I was told that my name, I couldn't use my name for a year while the contract was gone. And that was okay with me. I was taking opportunities I would have never got if I hadn't went for it. Mm. So my experience was fantastic. Meeting the people I met, sitting down, you know, with Simon Cowell and Michael Bublé and Louis Walsh and having a conversation and a smoke. Come on. Where did you get it?
I know, absolutely. Listen, it's great to chat to you, Mary. Thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today. Mary Byrne, Tabby Callaghan and Brendan Murray, thanks for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.